A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the crowds, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst. But I told you that, although you have seen me, you do not believe. Everything that the Father gives me will come to me, and I will not reject anyone who comes to me, because I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. And this is the will of the one who sent me, that I should not lose anything of what he gave me, but that I should raise it on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have eternal life, and I shall raise him on the last day. The Gospel of the Lord. This reading brought back a memory that I hope I will never lose. One of our sisters had made a 30-day retreat, and I saw her at a community gathering. I asked her, what was it like? Her eyes filled with tears, and she said, it's all about God's love for us. And that is really all she said. But maybe that was enough. The greatest mystery that is presented to us, I think, and the greatest act of faith we may be called to make, is to believe in God's love for us. God's love that sent Jesus, his only Son, and the love of the Son who loves us as deeply, who is one with the Father, who wants to spend all of eternity with us. This may be the most difficult part of the mystery to accept. Not just that God loves all of us, but that God loves each one of us individually. How can this be? This infinite being who created everything and made each person to be an expression of God's goodness and love offers each of us the invitation to have a personal relationship with himself. We cannot understand how this can be, but we are not God and cannot limit God or measure God by our own standards and limitations. To have created us, to sustain us, to work at recreating us and forming us into the person God created us to be, to unleash the image of God within us. These are all signs of God's overwhelming love for each one of us. And Jesus tells us that he came to do the Father's will, and that they want each one of us to share their life here and forever in heaven. This reading is a continuation of the account of the multiplication of the bread and fish. The people are asking about bread and recalling the manna sent to the Israelites. And Jesus is trying to get them to see beyond the bread that can satisfy our hunger for food that is just for our bodies. He is telling them about himself, the bread of life. It is this bread that will enable us to follow him. It is this bread that will not only sustain us, but nourish us, transform us gradually into himself. This is how we can stay connected to the one who was sent to save us. This is how we can discover more and more just how much God does love us. Not only has God taken our human nature with all its limitations, but he has died for us, and he has risen to show us his power and his victory. His promise of eternal life is validated, and he even gives himself to us as food. Who could have thought of such a way to be connected, to transform us, to nourish us? Nobody but God. Amazing God, how can I thank you for your love for me. I want to be faithful to your invitation to share the life and love you offer me. Grant me the grace to be always open and aware of your love for me and for every other person I meet. Help me to receive the bread of life with greater faith and conviction in your love.